Hi friends, we will start with chapter 3 on rural consumer behavior. Consumer behavior as a subject is of importance to any marketeers. This particular chapter will take the consumer behavior subject as a base but call out the rural consumer behavior aspects only for you. Let's understand the rural consumers in the first place. These are the certain facts which opens your eyes that so much of a significance is now there for the rural marketing. So you can see that 50% of all India FMCG sales come from the rural market, 59% of the durable sales, 100% of the agriculture input sale is the rural sale, and 10 to almost 50% of the two-wheeler and four-wheelers are being sold in the rural market. Consumerism has altered the rural buying behavior in the recent years. Consumerism is an aspect where lot of influential factors are created on any consumer. As a result, he is driven not necessarily every time by the need, but it is like bringing him in the desire or generate his latent need. So even consumerisms have started impacting the rural buyers. There is a determined shift in the kind of products used from local unbranded products to national and branded products. So all these branded products, people are trying to wipe them away from unconventional uses. So like from tobacco for the toothpaste to like various other unbranded products. They may be using some unbranded powder. Now move them to the branded powder. So that is a challenge that the marketeers are facing. Example, the rural consumers upgrading from neem stick, so that is babool stick, or tooth cleaning charcoal to toothpaste and then toothbrushes, and from traditional mosquito repellent to using mats and coils. So this is a change that is happening across rural India. Women are adopting to, initially they adopted to only mere shampoo. Now they are not only using shampoo, they are using shampoo with conditioners, etc. Same is like the case with only Rin Tikiya they started with. Now with Rin Tikiya they started using Surf XL or Surf as you say. So these are the change that is coming in. You make them use one product, then the line of product you say starts. So that's the consumer behavior of India. The rural market seems to be the feast and famine market. What it means is like, there is at times the spurge, at times there is a degrowth. There is an uneven scale that have on which the rural market operates. We will, as we move ahead, we'll understand that. This means that unlike the urban salaried class with a regular cash flow, please remember, which is not the case with the agrarian economy of the rural market, where crop cycle, the success of the crop, the price that the farmer gets, all this, the subsidies that he gets from government, all this determines his income. This income therefore is a variable income, not like a fixed rural, the regular cash flow type of urban income that these consumers get. So that is the impact. Therefore it is like feast and famine type this thing. There are rural consumer goes on a buying binge. So what happens when the crop gets sold, the guy gets the money, that money makes him spend. This spend could be on his need, which are rational, or maybe desirable, like air conditioner, refrigerators. They may get into such kind of thing, buying a car or bikes, etc. Suddenly after that you find him that he's used most of his money. He gets into limited and survival way of living, till the next crop utilization and money comes in. So that's why it is that, feast and feminine type of market. Therefore, one need to be really careful when you are into rural market as a marketeer. Both this situation you should be capable to face. And this is a recurring occurrence, which is not the case with urban market. Urban market gets impacted with a deep recession. So there you see a fall, which may come as a cyclic, over a period of 3, 5, 7 years, depending on the industry to industry. But in rural, one need to be prepared more frequently to face the up and down of the rural marketing demand. Often he is willing to spend on the non-essential disproportionate to his actual standard of living. This person is many times tuned to spending disproportionately on certain things which may not be aligned well with his standard of living, but he has done it out of certain desire, need, aspiration, comparison, whatever. So, but these are such rare, the spurt occurrences. So, therefore, the market volume based on such kind of behavior of the consumer is not so that great and predictable either. power in rural India is also aspirational. So power is not that electricity power to command the respect and eyes of their virial counterpart. That's the power. That is what is definitely an aspirational in the rural market today. Consumers here are either waiting for the rains or procurement pricing or the government subsidies, etc. As I told you earlier, their income depends on all these factors. They feel they lack control over their destiny. This is one of the primary reasons they are so rain dependent. So they always feel that they are deprived of regular income. Their entire fate depends on the destiny. Sons of the farmer therefore no longer wants to join this profession. That's a big challenge today that agrarian economy faces. Their sons have seen their father toil, face hardship and yet not make enough money. They therefore, with this onset of skill development programs and various things, wants to move away from the agriculture. They seek control in products that give them the sense of power and control. So, when these people want to move away from typical agrarian economy for labor for them, occupation for them, they want to convey this by way of certain possessions that they have. Therefore, the mobile, laptops and the bikes and such other products are the source of them displaying the power. Education centers are cropping up and education seems to be in a greater sense of control over destiny. They believe that they need to acquire knowledge. Therefore, their education skill centers are getting their attention. Power is flaunted. It is never subtle. Even pakka homes are symbols of power. What they are trying to say that you display your power by flaunting certain things. To have a pakka house also in the rural India is a matter of pride and power. Power. It gives you the sense of differentiation among your normal other breeds on the same caste or same village, etc. So this is a rural consumer that I am talking about. Most rural families are actively seeking multiple income. In today's era, with dependency on the rain still being high, their next gen doesn't want to really get into the farming, etc. So what has happened? The shift is happening towards trying and seeing that multiple source of income can they generate. So that is what is gathering momentum now. So including the existing farmer is made to understand by agriculture is that they need to get into multiple farming, rather than the seasonal farming, multiple farming that they should get practice. So that is what has been taught to them by government various bodies. This could be from farming, driving auto, renting tractors, even tractor renting apps have started coming in, opening kirana shop or any other way by which they can garner additional resource, some stable job and then the stable income that they can get. This is leading to higher disposable income. So as a result, if those who are able to make this work for them, multiple source of income, their disposable income really go up and that they want to invest into food, household, then as we said earlier, the education and healthcare. So these are the areas in which then they spend that income. Women today are also seeking power through education and work and liberation. So they have also coming forward. Elders are allowing this to happen. So it's a good change that is happening and driven across India. And therefore, like they don't mind even working into certain unconventional areas. So women have started working in farm shops, etc. Retail, as you can see. So the various ways they are starting to come into mainstream of jobs and earn living for themselves. Since sons are no longer keen on taking up farming, women of the house are increasingly involved in agriculture. So obviously you have to find another source of labor, and what is happening, the agriculturists have started seeing women as a possible source of labor for their farming. Because the men wants to explore additional or other avenues of income. So this is a change, or this is a rural consumer shaping up. So overall we have studied who is our rural consumers and what are the change that is happening in today's time. Now let's move on to understand environmental factor that influences the decision making process. Marketing and consumer behavior, decision making process is very important aspect. Behavior of the consumer while making a decision is very, very critical for any marketer to understand. In rural India or rural market, how does this happen? Let's understand that. Rural consumer is a member of the same society and hence he is influenced by the following factor. So, though he is a rural consumer, he stays within a people with whom he is familiar with. So, So his group behavior, as we say, or societal behavior determines his behavior. So one need to understand this. So which are the factors that influence him? So socio-cultural, technological, economical and political environment definitely impacts his behavior. We will try and understand them one by one. Which are the socio-cultural factors? It tries to highlight that it influences the buying decision. When you say socio-cultural, in the sense, it has to do with the people among whom he is staying. It is not his personal this thing. It is people, the community, the surrounding in which he is based at. That determines his behavior. So let's understand that how this gets shaped up. So there are aspects like reference group. Immediate family member may influence, relatives influence him, role in the society, what is the role that he plays in the society or assigned to play the role in the society, and what is his status in the society. So let's understand this aspects of socio-cultural factors driving consumer behavior in the rural market. So reference group, what is reference group? Every individual is some people around who influence him or in any way. So, I have say friends or I have relatives or I have somebody or few people whom I depend upon. For my personal this thing, I may depend upon my friend circle. For my professional this thing, I may bank upon my professional groups, etc. So, ways in which you have certain people to go to, that is what is we call the reference group. Reference groups comprise of people that individual compares themselves with. Also, the one aspect of reference group is you relate yourself. Okay, I am this, I am, and like me, he is or she is or they are like. So, you relate one people, two people or few people with whom you think you are related, in terms of the way you are, the stature, the level that which you are, etc. So, that also forms your reference group. You may not be on a personal this thing with them, but it's your reference group. You look at them to derive something for you. So that's what reference group. Every individual knows some people in the society who become their idols in the due course of time. This is also another approach where you look at some people to be your role model, idols, etc., whom you try to pursue, understand more, and bring in certain aspect of him or her in your life. So that's a role model based reference group also. Co-workers, family members, relatives, I told you, anybody from your distinct circle can form part of your reference group. Are generally of two types, primary and secondary groups. Primary group consists of individuals with whom you regularly interact. So, as I told you earlier, somebody may be my role model. That role model need not know me, but I know him. That's my not primary reference group, because I am not in regular touch with him. So that's what one need to really understand, the difference between primary reference group and secondary reference group. Steve Jobs may be my role model, but he's a secondary reference group. I have read about him, but I do not know personally. I have not been able to interact with him personally. Secondary this thing as opposed to primary, therefore the differentiation is it's an individual or a group of people with whom you are able to interact on a regular basis, on a one-to-one basis. The secondary group is the indirect relationship with the consumer. These groups are more formal and individuals do not interact with them on a regular basis. For example, religious association, political parties, clubs, etc., caste groups, etc. So they are like you are not supposed to be in regular touch with those individuals. When they form certain event incidents, when you participate, you are able to interact. So that's where this kind of a groups come in. So they become your secondary reference group, and it's an indirect group with whom you are going to interact, not on a regular basis, but as and when the incidents occurs. Every individual goes through the following stages and shows a different buying need in each stage. So we have earlier understood what is reference group. Okay, what we are trying to understand in this is the stages at which the consumer, rural consumer, goes through in arriving at his buying decisions. So what stage, how does he get affected, etc. So bachelorhood, when you are alone, certain decisions are taken by you alone. So alcohol, which brand you will, or which beer, or which toothbrush, or which body spray you will use, etc. All these things that you will decide, which mobile set you want to use and all. So that's what your bachelorhood stage, where the decision is more self-centered, as such. Newly married, tend to purchase a new house, car, household furnishings, spend sensuously, etc. So here you probably have a money, you become more careful in spending once you enter the newly married stage. But there your choices are driven on what will benefit you as a couple and not mostly what is going to benefit you individually. So you think of buying a house or you think of buying a car, etc., keeping the overall family interest in mind. Family with children. Now here you purchase products which are useful to entire family, or you buy some certain things too specific, like general education plan or a life cover for wife. So that way you try to do things. So you are, because family conscious, you take mediclaim policies, you take on that floater policy so that other family members also are covered and all. So that is what is that family children with children. And emptiness. Emptiness means your children have grown up, they have married and they have separated. So your nest is empty, you are alone. So at that stage, various things, requirement crops up, which could be health, which could be pension, which could be security. So those aspects emerge. So what happens, at what stage of life you are, your consumer behavior will differ, and it focuses on essential, important, mandatory needs on which you will definitely spend. Then comes what are your aspirational desire, you try to spend if you have additional disposable income. Then you get into luxury, which is vacationing, or you get into buying a spacious, more spacious house, etc., depending on your power available to you in terms of cash, richness, etc. So this is what is the stages in which consumer is, and therefore his choices are accordingly shaped up. So same is applicable to a rural consumer, that you must know by, based on his life stage, rural consumers' consumer behavior also depends. So one need to really understand also the life stage of rural consumer for which your product is going to matter. So here as a marketeer, product you need to connect to the life stage of your consumers in rural market, and then determine what is going to be driver for him choosing you, your product, seeking your product, service, etc. Role in the society. Each individual plays a dual role in the society, depending upon the group he belongs to. So reference group that we have discussed about, this plays that aspects continuously. An individual working as chief executive officer with a reputed firm, he is also someone's husband and somebody's father at home. So we play different role at different places. And so based on that role in your reference group that you have, you try and play the relevant role for which you will need certain products to satisfy your role and responsibility. You will need certain products. We have discussed this earlier. So that's how your choices shape up. And that is what we are trying to explain you. The buying tendency of individual depends on the role he plays in the society. So at every given point of time, his buying is influenced by what role that is he playing. So that is very critical. Am I buying a mobile for my wife's need, or am I buying a mobile to gift to impress my wife as a husband? So all, both this differs. So that is what one need to also understand. Okay, what is the role, the purpose thereafter, etc., the reference group in which you are. All that is going to determine. So like for example, my choice of brand to present a gift also may get influenced, because I know that 15 days back, one of my friend gifted this model to his wife. So like I am influenced. If I may feel that if I give inferior product or a brand, my wife may feel bad. So that's how the reference group work. One need to really understand whether for your product, the psychology of reference group works or not, and then determine the stage of life that individual is, and then the role that he plays. Social status, that is also equally important for any individual in his society. An individual from an upper middle class would like to spend on luxurious items, yani, because he belongs to a specific class of the society. So he would like to convey this by visiting the 5-star hotel and above. He will never venture into 3-star or typical South Indian joints on the street, etc. Because now he has reached a level, his status is there in the society. He would like to maintain it by displaying into people as to where he goes, what he uses, etc. An individual from middle or low income group would buy an item required by his or her for mostly for survival, not for demonstration, but of his stature, but it is for his survival. He needs also a phone. But whether the smartphone, a smartphone with varied features, or whether it's a flat screen, or whether he needs what, and a dual camera, all those things, or he needs a basic smartphone where he can operate WhatsApp, he can have the messaging. So that determines the middle and lower income guys. So social status is also very important. Cultural factor. Yeah. So we also discussed the cultural factor aspects earlier as a one of the points. So this comprises of set of values and ideologies of a particular community or group of individuals. So here now you are linked to the reference group whom you belong. Culture is also one aspect. So I am a particular caste member. Now my caste follows certain things. My caste dislikes certain things. My caste tells me do this but don't do this, etc. So in such a scenario, I am also driven by that. I will prefer to be in sync with that aspects, and I don't want to be a one who breaks those aspects and tries to charter a different course. It is also culture of an individual which decides the way he or she behaves. So besides caste, culture, creed, religion, all those things matter. In simple words, culture is nothing but values of an individual. That is what values I preserve. So what is does my culture or my caste this thing. So India is a culture, is a cultural state, yani, or a country. Same way you can say that, you know, Brahmins have a specific cultures. So that way traders have specific cultures. So those who belong to trader community have a specific culture. So this is how the culture shapes up, yani, that cultural reference group therefore determines your ideology. Your consumer behavior is driven by that. So culture of your reference group also matters a lot in marketeers, for the marketeers, and that includes even the rural consumer behavior understanding. So one need to have these aspects in mind while deriving at a rural consumer behavior and its impact on your rural market, product acceptance, product selling, service selling, whatever. That is what we were trying to so far teach you. Subcultures. So under social main culture, there is always subcultures also, which are the fragments of the main culture. Each culture further comprises of various subcultures, such as religion, age, geographical, etc., or a gender. These are all subcultures. Religion, so whether you are Christian, Hindu, Muslim, etc., that determines, yani, a few aspects are given, yani. So this is what determines what will you do, what will you not do. A 60 years old individual would not like something which is too bright and colorful. So as we say, ke bhai, age also plays, yani, that is what one of the aspect mentioned there. At certain age, I may start disliking things, yani. Though the Western culture probably is open to a person not feeling that way, but in India, like, you will often see that is a beyond 60-65 years, the people start wearing more white clothes, more lighter color clothes, etc. No jeans, they will come into more typical pant shirt, this thing, etc. So those are the aspects that also matter. Therefore, their buying need change. So one need to really understand that even subcultures play a vital role in consumers' behavior in determining product, then what kind of product, then he enters into brands and other aspects. So this is what you all need to be aware of. Status, upper middle, upper class, lower class, etc. We have briefly touched earlier also, but the tendency is, depending on the class where you are, you try to demonstrate that. So demonstration effect is directly proportionate to the class which you belong. So if you are a lower class, you will have a very functional models of various things. You may have an oven in your house, but that oven will not have a convection, because you need an oven for basic work. You don't want to make a pizza in it. But high middle class or higher income group, might have a multifunction oven in their house. So this is how the choice of product, the feature richness of the product, the cost bracket, price bracket, various the brand, etc. gets chosen by any individual. So same is the status when it comes to rural market, rural consumer behavior. You would hardly find any individual from a lower class spending money on high-end product, very naturally, unless there is some other support available. So people's choices of brands depend on the class to which they belong, or they have created an unwarranted pressure. So today students most students have iPad, but that is at the cost of the pressure on their father, not due to their capability to earn. So that's a different aspect that's not considered here in the status wise representation of the consumer behavior. A person who finds it difficult to make two ends meet would rather prefer spending on necessary item for survival. So the one who's a lower class where the income and expenditure he is hardly able to manage, he will not think of a luxury. He will not think of a going beyond a Shankar tea stall, or he will not mind even drinking a tea at the standing counter at the on the roadside footpath, etc. Vis-a-vis somebody who is a businessman will never think of it. Yana. So he will want to be in 5-star or at least 4-star and above. So this is how just for tea also they consider the class as a matter of choice, yani, and their ability to display the kind of briefcase that he carries, the brand of the shirt, the trouser, the various other luxury items, accessories that he carries. He will want to always show and, you know, talk about, which is not the case with the one who is surviving. And there, you know, his choices of brands and the products are like that. Individuals from middle class, segments generally are more interested in buying products which would make their future secure. Middle class is the one who wants to strike a balance, and they therefore try to see that how their future is secured. But at the same time, this is a class which also at times do not mind stretching to own something better. So that's another aspect of a middle class that marketer needs to really consider. So we just understood how the status per se affects consumer's choice of a product, starting from the nature of product to the brand to the way they procure that product and use it, etc. Gender, male, female, definitely determines the choice. People generally make fun of males buying fairness cream, which was an era. Now fairness cream buying by the male is also becoming more common. So depending on what gender, certain products are for you, certain products are not for you. That kind of a choice or exclusion starts happening. Males are perceived to be strong and tough, who looks ground, good juice, good. How they are, yani. So men are made to look naturally good. So therefore that beauty creams and all those things were not a thing in the past, yani. It is, the trend is now starting where even males are investing in fairness cream, grooming, and, you know, beauty products are made for males, yani. These are the stereotypes, but they are prevalent, yani. This being a natural, this thing, their population is high, but even the things are changing. And male is also investing in products which are earlier were made to be only women centric, etc. So gender of an individual also determines his choice of product to behavior as a consumer. And that is not an exception even when it comes to rural market. Technological factors. Technology has an impact on the lifestyle of any individuals. Yani. So how they are impacting the lifestyle. We all know, yani, in the sense when the rupee 2000 note, that note band happened, that promotion of digitalization took place. And I understand people in rural and even chaiwalas at the footpath have adopted PayTMs and, you know, easy to digitally play mode of this thing. And that has become then the norm. So you see that how technology makes the difference. Occupations like agriculture, dairy, etc. have become more productive. Technology adds to your effectiveness, efficiency, and therefore makes you more productive. And that productivity gives you a profitability. If profitability is at your command, means your disposable income, your total income and all is good. So therefore you will tend to spend there. New technology has improved rural people's life and income. So because they are able to garner better productivity, they are able to earn better. So it has also improved their income, and it has reduced the drudgery of manual work saving them time and energy. Now that time saved, they want to utilize. So maybe they want to utilize it for entertainment. So they will say, "Boy, I must have a smart TV." So they will also start thinking smart TV. They don't want normal TV. So this is how the change shapes up. So technology is also shaping the consumer behavior. Their preferences are relied on what technology has to offer them. Technology-led impact on productivity and income is also driving the consumer behavior. Agricultural biotechnology enhancement. So this is a science which is put into use, and it talks about that is an area where agricultural science involves the use of scientific tools and techniques, as you know, GM seeds. So there are modified seeds, and modified seeds gives better crop yield, etc., but it has its own concerns, and therefore it is genetically modified, as they say. Therefore there is strong resistance also to promote. India is still at the stage where India is still not clearly articulated its policy about genetically modified seeds. It is currently still under the preventive this thing. But all these things, beyond agriculture, there are things like molecular science and tissue cultures. Again, for agriculture, this thing, plant organisms and all, so fertilizer also. Various aspects are adding to an enhancement of the productivity of an agricultural farmer. In rural market, as we have seen, still 56% to 60% is a rural income, is an agrarian economy, and therefore this matters as a part of a factor that influences the consumer behavior. Satellite technologies. With the satellite, you are able to communicate with farmers better. You are able to predict rain. You are able to predict nature of monsoon, the typhoons and etc., the damage it may cause, etc. So accordingly, even preventive steps can be taken and all, and various things. Not only that, the entertainment, simultaneous reach of signals and various things have opened enormous influence on the buying behavior of the consumers. So rural consumers are not an exception to this revolution. Information technology. So over 3 lakhs villages in India have used now the internet. More than 15 million are aware about it. So look at the depth which this is getting. 1,000 digitalized villages are getting developed, as I told you, digital villages they call, which will have almost everything digital there. So this opens up lot of opportunity for skill projects, for technology projects, for various other allied services, etc., allied non-agricultural productions, etc. All this is going to change the way rural income is going to change, how the life of that rural people are going to change. This is going to have, therefore, the impact on the consumers of rural India. Their buying behavior is significantly going to get influenced by what they get exposed to, productivity-led income that they generate, increase in their income vis-a-vis the cost of living, vis-a-vis the disposable income, growth, etc. All this is going to determine. And this and some of the other factors that we earlier studied are making that impact. So you as a rural marketeer should be also aware about the factors that various aspects make on the consumer behavior of the rural India. Economic factors. So let's come to economic factor that also impacts the consumer buying behavior. Economic factors are also very important. So finally, everything comes into economy and how much I earn, how much I save, etc., which is a result of various economic factors around me. If inflation is more, my saving will get eroded because everything I will buy costly. FMCG companies are strongly driven by economic factors. Their product sale, etc., are like that. Not only that, their product strategy has an economic aspects in account. So they may not be selling sachet of various aspects in, say, urban India, but they do a sachet-based sale into rural India because they know that there is economic consideration to the product that the consumer buys. Income is decided by occupation. Spending power is decided by the position of the person. So you have an income which is an occupation-led income. Maybe your forefathers were into it and you are also into it. Based on your income, your position gets determined. The head of the family may have the freedom to spend, but woman or child may not. It is a legacy that we are following. So generally the head of the family decides various spends in the family. So even this aspects one need to be knowing and carefully about while you draft your marketing strategy. Low income groups buyers will go for a cheaper soap like Lifebuoy, and high income will go for a Dove and Pears. So even in rural or urban, this is a trend that you have noticed. Same applies to rural market as well. Similarly, in case of washing powder, low income groups will buy probably Nirma or a Tikya, and while other income group will go for say Wheel, or higher income group will go for Surf or Ariel, and as the case may be. So this is how one need to be careful or aware about the economic factors influencing specific groups and the consumers within, and their consumer behavior, how it gets influenced. So which kind of product you can pitch for which group, etc., you should be able to determine. Inflation, I just referred earlier. So inflation is what? So inflation is the rise in capability of the product to extract from the others. So I pay more to get the same product or the service at a particular point of time because there is a demand supply situation or whatever, and the constant increase in the value of that product going up, that's what is accounting into my inflationary this thing. So when inflations are naturally reported separate for urban and rural India, inflation determines how much a person is capable to spend. When inflation is high, generally high inflation reflects if most of the products are high than the normal price. So a person's capability to spend or acquire things within the same amount goes down. As a result, then he will become choosy what to buy, what not to buy. So we often take a decision, okay, I will not buy this time this, or I will prefer to buy this, or you know, those kind of trade-off starts. Availability of microcredit, which is how much loan or the support that I get to acquire that item. The Indian microfinance business is now estimated to be 600 billion, and recently released study from Associated Chamber of Commerce and Industry, that is ASSOCHAM, has indicated the potential of roping in another 200 million rural investor by financial institutions, insurance companies to provide loans for agriculture, housing, etc. So on one end, microfinance, when you say microfinance is a economy which not only generates savings or the revenue, and then it pumps in that amount into the sector for business work, etc. So they not only collect your savings on a regular basis in small this thing, that money collected is invested into things. So how this microfinance industry that is going to play the role in changing the rural landscape, the opportunity is there within, and influence, its availability is going to influence the buyer behavior in rural market. If that gets difficult, the consumer will withheld. If that gets become easier, consumers will want to spend. Like we urbanites have started taking most of the things on credit, you know, or say installments or those aspects. Political environment. So as they say, that definitely matters in any country, be it India or abroad. The philosophy and decision of the ruling party, the thought process of the ruling party, current ruling party talks a lot about last year, and all they spoke a lot about infrastructure. This year, they are now talking about the growth based on the infrastructure that is built, etc. So it's like how strong the ruling party is, what philosophy they possess, their ability to make things work, etc., will give a kind of a direction, confidence in the population of the country. And when they start seeing that well aligned, people's capability to earn also improves, their capability to spend also improves. Because with the security that you have, you try to get into spending also. Otherwise, you try to protect your interest. In the development plan so far, more emphasis has been laid on urban development. But a new government is more focused on developing rural India, farming sectors, etc. So that is going to see the change in the years to come. However, in recent plans and development programs, the protection and development of rural folks have gained much. That is what I have just articulated. So, focus of the government makes things work. This government has realized that infrastructure is a need for the urban this thing. Rest of the development, probably they will take it on its own. But rural India needs a lot of support and handholding. So, the focus is more on developing rural market, and they know that when that market opens up, expands, the benefit will flow even to urban market. So it's a very, very thoughtful approach that is adopted. So with this political environment today, now when you see post second surgical strike, etc., again is a bit shaky, and people are little concerned, will the war break out or will Modi win in the 2019 election? Now, so all those aspects then determine how people will think of buying or not buying certain thing, because their picture of environment, political environment, determine safety, security for him. So as a result, if he feels endangered, he will try to control. If he feels freedom and secured, he will try to spend. So that is another aspect that one need to keep in mind. Buying decision process. You will find probably no difference vis-a-vis the normal buying decision process that you would have seen. Yes, we will try to study this from the perspective of rural market and rural consumer behavior. This is how the buying process generally flows, yani where it starts with the need recognition or your awareness about the problem that the person or the consumers are facing it. You search for the information, you verify information, you verify the gaps, as you say. Finally, you arrive at what probable product or service will solve this problem or the need of the consumers. And then you create a product which this guy purchases, and then consumer one purchases, does the post-purchase evaluation. So this is how the entire buying process goes. We need to factor in rural marketing, under the overall subject matter of rural consumer behavior, what happens with this buying process steps.